Unit 7. Rule your life.
Hi, my name is Joanna. I live in New York City, and I'm in my first year at the High School for Architecture and Design in Brooklyn. Basically, I like imagining how buildings can be designed. I've been drawing since I was a little girl, and I'm really creative. Lately, it seems like the rules in my life are taking over. I think creative people have more trouble following rules, and it's not like I'm a troublemaker either, but there are so many do's and don'ts that sometimes I go a little crazy. At home, my parents don't make me do all of the household chores, but I still have quite a few things that I need to do regularly. Every second week, I have to clean my room, which is always interesting because I like things to be a little messier, but then they never get really dirty. When I have to clean my room every other week, I have to put absolutely everything away so that the space is spotless. But then the next day, it just looks the same again. My mother says I should dust the furniture in my room regularly. But sometimes regularly is every week, and sometimes regularly becomes once a month, because she doesn't check that as often, thank goodness. Every Sunday when we have a big family dinner, I have to set the table, and I'm also in charge of taking out the trash. I'm glad I don't have to mow the lawn, since it's normally really hot outside in New York during the summer. And I'm not allowed to do laundry, since our washing machine is so sensitive. I'm so thankful I don't have to do laundry. What bothers me, though, is that I'm also not allowed to go out yet. I love dancing, and a few of my friends are allowed to go to concerts and stuff, alone in the city. I always want to go with them, but my parents say I have to wait until I'm 18 in 3 years. Rules at school are pretty normal, I would say. We have to be punctual for the lessons. We're not allowed to run in the hallways, and of course, we shouldn't cheat on our tests. We're allowed to use our phones sometimes in class, though, which sounds really tolerant of the teachers. But it's really just because we often do research for science classes, or have to look up a word for language classes. In Spanish class, I probably have to look up at least 20 or 30 words every day. In chemistry, it's nice to be able to look up a chemical reaction, though, since those are really tough to remember. The last thing we have to do is empty the trash cans in the classrooms every other day. So many rules. But I'm glad that I'm studying where I am, and soon I'll be able to do more of the things I really want to do.